Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock on this St. Valentine's Day. So, it's time for St. Valentine's Day themed Kids Talk.
The kids from South City Community National School Dublin talk about what Valentine's Day means to them.
For me, it's just like a day of love and giving to others.
It means to me a day of chocolate.
Valentine's means to me just like about caring and love for others.
So it's about caring and love?
Yeah.
And what does Valentine's mean to you?
Valentine's means to me like a day of love and a day like any day of love with anybody.
Valentine's Day to me means kind of love and joy.
So a little bit of St. Valentine is buried in a church beside this school?
Yes.
Does that make this school like it's full of love and romance and hearts?
I don't really think so, no.
No? None of that?
No.
I'm just like very happy that like the church is near us, so it kind of fills the school with love and stuff and kindness.
What is love?
I think love is like giving and caring and like spending good times with each other and stuff.
Love is about caring and genuine.
And genuine.
Yeah.
I think love is all about kindness and spending time with your family and friends and stuff. So it's just really all about being honest and kind.
And what is love?
There is different loves. Like, love is not only in a relationship. There's, like, different loves where you can love your family. And love is really, like, there's, like, two loves. Of like, if you love somebody really dearly and, like, if you, like, help them a lot and stuff like that. And then the different love could be, like, you love them and stuff.
I think love is, like, when you meet your soulmate and you want to live the rest of your life with them. A soulmate's, like, a person that, like, you spoke have the same like personalities, but like each other.
What do you want in an ideal partner?
So my ideal husband has to be like, he has to be older than me first of all by 1 year. He has to be wealthy as well.
Why does he have to be wealthy?
Just because we can buy each other nice things.
Well, like, I just want them to be loyal, but, like, I can barely handle myself, so I just want them to be, like, loyal or something.
So they have to be loyal to you? They have to, basically, you're saying not cheat on you? Is that what you mean?
Well, like, yeah, basically.
So I don't really mind what they look like or what their body is. I just care about their personality and, like, how they are. And I don't want them to just be, like, annoying and always expecting literally the highest things. I just want their personality to be good, but I don't really care what they look like or...
They have to be caring, trustworthy, and loyal. I don't really mind what they look like as long as they have a big heart, then it's fine.
When do you want to get married?
I don't want to get married too young.
Well, my ideal partner would be like, they'd be like average size, not fat,
So they can't be fat, they've got to be average.
They have to be average, and then, like, their personality, they have to have money.
And they've got to have money. And what do you want them? Do you want them to have a big smile, big eyes?
Yeah, I'd like them to have a smile. And then, loyal, and...
And have you met anyone like that yet? Do you have a secret person that you fancy?
No. I don't want them just to be wealthy. I also want them, obviously, to have a good heart and stuff. I just want my future husband just to be nice and wealthy, because we had to get each other nice things and stuff. And I want to live in a big house as well.
And you want to live in a big house. And yeah. Tell us about your wedding. And what age will you be when you get married?
Well, I want to be at least... like 27, 28 when I get married. And also the reason why I want to live in a big house, because I want a mansion.
It's giving gold.
Do you think she's a gold digger?
No, not now, but like, my daughter.
But she might be when she turns 27.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like, maybe like 24, 25. I want to have it in some random country, because when my kids asked where was your wedding, my parents were like, I think... Their wedding was like in Uganda or something. And so I want my wedding to be in just the craziest like country, like something like Azerbaijan or something, I don't know.
Hi, so I just like to speak about my wedding again, because I'm very picky. So like, for us, like, I just want everything to be white and like fancy and expensive.
It's got to be white, it's got to be fancy, it's got to be expensive.
Yeah, but I'd pay for it myself. Like, I'd pay like half myself, and then the other person would pay half.
And would you ask your parents for any money towards it?
No, that's terrible.
Also, I don't want to have any. No kids. No kids.
Why don't you want kids?
They're just a pain. I want to have a kid because, like, I'm an only child, so if I don't have any kids and I just die, then my whole family tree just kind of disappears.
I don't want to have, like, 7 or 8, like King Henry the 6th or 8th, I don't know. But I just want to have, like, 2 or 3, or, like, somewhere in there.
So 2 or 3 kids?
Well, not exactly, but it just depends. So, like, somewhere around there. If you don't have kids, then you'd be, like, very bored for the rest of your life, and you have no one to, like, play with and give you, like entertain you and, like, make you laugh.
I kind of would like kids, but I kind of wouldn't like kids. So, first of all, like, I think, like, if, like, I talk a lot, so I think my kids would talk a lot. So, like, I'd have yapper kids.
But, you'd have, like, yapper kids? What's a yapper kid?
It's basically a kid that talks too much, which is me.
Did you write a Valentine's card this year?
I kind of forgot it was Valentine's, so I didn't really send a card to anyone. And for me, Valentine's is just a normal day. It's not really a big day for me.
I just gave a card to my mum and dad because they're special to me.
I'm still working on my mum and dad's and my nanny's card, because I want to put a lot of effort into their cards, because I want to show how much I appreciate their love.
So, did you write a Valentine's card today?
Oh, yes.
Who to?
My grandmother. Kind of wrote, I love you.
You're actually writing a Valentine's card here, and it says, Happy Valentine's Day, and it's a heart.
Yeah.
And who's that for?
My mom.
Yes, thank you to Henry McKean, and more importantly, thank you to all the boys and girls in South City Community National School.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.